Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For the long run, there has to be more revenue. And, of course, the burden of that revenue will be disproportionately taken up by wealthier people. That's just logical.
So higher taxes on wealthier people?
More taxes on wealthier people to the extent that we need to raise more revenue. And we do need to raise some more revenue.
There's the CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, talking to Scott Pelley on CBS, a suggestion for Congress on the fiscal cliff. And that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, with the fiscal cliff being the number one item that people seem to be talking about. Where do we go? How do we fix it? Ed Schultz talked to Congressman Bill Passarell about House Speaker John Boehner's putting Congressional Leader Paul Ryan in charge of negotiations on the deal to avoid the so-called cliff.
What do you expect with Paul Ryan at the helm of these negotiations?
Well, it doesn't send... I'm not frightened about that situation. In fact, one of the things that Paul does bring to the table, and I think it's necessary here, Ed, is urgency. This is an urgent situation we need to address. If we kick this can down the street, and I would contend that if you do away with all of the Bush tax cuts and we supposedly start anew in January, February, I don't think that helps us down the path. I think we could strike a deal to get 218 votes. We need about 30 to 40 votes on the Republican side in the House of Representatives. This is a time when we got to step up to the plate.
What do you got to give up to get that, though?
Well, we're going to have tax cuts, not only tax cuts, but we're going to have also middle-class tax cuts. There needs to be cuts in the budget, and we got to start that process. What? That was part of the president's deal. It's a balanced approach. I think it's the correct approach. What the numbers are, we can debate. But what the philosophy is and the specifics are is critical to get a resolution, Ed.
I don't disagree with that, but I disagree with Paul Ryan being an honest broker and demanding that there's going to be some major changes in Medicare and Medicaid. He's going to go after the poor, Congressman.
None of us are going to accept the cuts in Medicaid benefits. None of us are going to accept a different module for Social Security on the Democratic side. What we need to work out is how much are we going to cut in taxes? What are we going to allow? I mean, the Republicans are holding the middle class hostage here. We could have done this 5 months ago, and that is as the Senate did, and that is provide the tax cuts, let them continue for the middle class.
All right, so there's an example of why we can't get anywhere. There are plenty of examples on the right as well. Left-leaning Ed Schultz talking to Congressman Bill Passarell of New Jersey, and Paul Ryan's a bad guy because he came up with a plan. We can't have that, so let's go to war. That's what that sounds like to me. What does it sound like to you? 800-510-8255 is the way you'd be in touch here if you want to be on the air with your thoughts about any of the items that we're talking about. You hear something that tweaks you, help yourself. We have excerpts from TV programs and radio programs. Matter of fact, this is a cut from a program on Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska, where Scott Voorhees talked to Congressman Lee Terry of Nebraska, who's not very optimistic about a deal being reached either.
Let's talk about the fiscal cliff here.
Okay.
What are we going to do?
Well, I'll tell you, that was the almost total discussion of last week back in D.C. is the fiscal cliff, and where do we go from here? And you know, Boehner and Reid and the president met on Friday, and it was kind of a slap your back. You know, isn't this going great to try and give people a little bit of confidence? But I got to tell you, I don't have a lot of confidence that it's going to be resolved. I hope and I pray it will. But when I look at the strategy seeming to be laid out, especially by the White House and the Senate, is, you know, they don't want to put the big stuff on the table. They just want us to take a tax hike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's going to be the only option, you're not going to be able to get the House of Representatives to support that. The only thing where people on my side of the aisle will even look at raising revenues through a tax increase is if you come with the big deal. You make major cuts. You put the Medicare reforms and Social Security reforms. You basically go to the Simpson-Bowles type of plan.
They're not going to do that.
it doesn't appear that way. And when you, we've kind of vetted through just in groups like this, you and me vetting it out, and it looks like all of the advantages go to the White House to do nothing to nothing in this, and then blame the Republicans.
Because, Congressman, if we end up reverting back to the pre-tax rates and not making any cuts and everything, and we do fall off the fiscal cliff, I guarantee you President Obama and Senator Harry Reid and the Democrats there in Congress will not be blamed for this.
No, they won't. The media will back them up. But they can go in and allow the cuts to happen, especially to the Defense Department, where one half of the proposed cuts are to the Defense Department, because that's what they want anyway. Yep. So they can allow those cuts to come in. They can allow the tax code to revert back to pre-01 levels. And then here's what happens. Oh, gee whiz, the president comes out with his tax-cutting policy now, his bill to reinstate the tax cuts of the middle class, at which point, you know, even we Republicans support that.
Mm-hmm.
So by allowing us to go over the cliff, it positions the president to get everything he wants.
800-510-8255. Well, you see the deeply partisan divide. Doesn't sound like anything's been learned from the election on either side, between the congressman and Ed Schultz putting down Congressman Paul Ryan on one side, and there's Congressman Lee Terry from Nebraska telling Scott Voorhees on KFAB that he's not optimistic about a deal being reached. So how do you feel about your leaders now that you're reelected? 800-510-8255. Interesting, though, the Asian stocks today rose, investors gaining confidence that the president and Congress will reach a deal to avert the big tax hikes and spending cuts that could throw all of the economy in the world into recession. Have more thoughts on that? 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When consumers rush to get the latest high-tech gadgets, security is often an afterthought. This holiday, we expect devices from Windows 8 by Microsoft to be in popular demand. Dozens of new PCs, laptops, and tablets loaded with Windows 8 will be available when nearly 60% of holiday shoppers plan to hit stores in December. Be sure to secure your new investment with this advice from Marion Merritt, Internet Safety Advocate with Norton by Symantec.
There are easy things you can do to protect your new PC, laptop, or tablet. First, commit to security from the start with a service like Norton Live PC Quick Start, which will help get your new machine up and running safely and easily. And be sure to choose your apps carefully. Next, secure your passwords by making them both complex and unique. And beware of unknown links on social networks and suspicious websites. Finally, secure your device with a product like Norton 360 Multi-Device, which protects multiple gadgets with just one solution.
For more security tips, check out Marion Merritt's blog at norton.com/askmarion.
800-510-8255. Continuing on with our discussion of the so-called fiscal cliff and what to do about it, let's listen to radio host Ray Appleton talking to Rob Schroeder from MarketWatch.com. It's a CBS facility. It's a way that radio and television stations get the latest market reports. And they talk about what Washington is really trying to do, if anything, to avoid this financial problem.
The Republicans and the Democrats, I mean, they both seem pretty, you know, stuck in their pledges to their own parties. I mean, most Republican lawmakers have signed that pledge not to allow the tax rates to rise, even though they're scheduled to do so by law as the Bush era cuts, you know, come to an end. What is that going to mean to Republicans if that happens? That doesn't mean they're caving. How do they get around that within their own party?
Well, you mentioned the word rates, and that, I think, really is where the opportunity lies. Republicans do not want to allow tax rates, that is, income tax rates, to go up on anyone, even the wealthy. Now, it may come to pass that they do go up for the wealthiest of the wealthy, perhaps $1 million and over. But what Republicans are trying to do right now, and is getting a good reception from Democrats, is talk about closing certain loopholes
yeah.
or deductions, something like that, where you can get more money coming into Washington. You just don't see it on your statement from your accountant, you know, when you go in there and you say, wait a minute, my taxes went from, you know, 28% or whatever it may be, you know, and up. However, that would mean goring someone's ox, you know, so to speak, whether it's the mortgage deduction or charitable deductions. You know, all these things have their staunch defenders here in Washington, so it's not going to be easy, but I think something has to give.
Yeah, ultimately, you're probably right. And on the other side of that, you've got the Democrats with their spendaholic ways. I mean, they've got to put the brakes on that as well, too, for this thing to work, correct?
That is correct. And you saw that on Friday with House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying that she recognized that there are some spending adjustments that need to be made. They know that. And President Obama has, in his budgets, proposed cutting spending on a variety of things. It's not just about revenue. They know that the deficit has been more than $1 trillion for each of the past 4 years. The debt is more than $16 trillion. So there's a real worry, I think, and there's, if not camaraderie in Washington, there's at least, I think, a shared goal.
All right, so there's a little optimism there from Rob Schroeder, MarketWatch.com, with Ray Appleton on his program. What say you on this? 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Betty's thoughts from Pennsylvania on Congress and what to do to fix this problem.
I absolutely do not think they should touch Social Security. I'm 81 years old. Every time Republicans get power, that's the first thing they want to do is cut Social Security. Social Security is not a part of the federal budget. It is not part of the budget. There is no reason for it to be touched. The only part of the budget that Social Security is what the government owes it. Every time they need money, they delve into it. That's why it's broke. And the reason they're getting sick is because the money is ready to be paid back, and they don't have the money to pay it back. But they want us to give up what we are owed.
All right, a lot of anger in that call. Yours up next here.
Healthy Good soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. We're talking about the fiscal cliff and its impact on you. It's really pretty interesting to look around and see the economic situation changing. Stocks rallied, logging their best gains in months. Investors seem to think the holiday is going to be good, pretty optimistic that the fiscal cliff negotiations are progressing. So what do you think about that? Looking at some of the things that also have come about in the last 24 hours as far as market reports, housing situation entering a stage of full recovery, according to the National Association of Realtors. Existing home sales were up 10% from a year ago for last month. Inventory is down. Prices and volume seems to be up is the recap there. Bob in New York has an idea on how the feds can take in more revenue without having to raise your taxes.
You know, first of all, I never understood why when you are eligible of age to go on Medicare that it's also not simultaneous with Social Security. I don't understand why the two are staggered, and I know for people in that age bracket that it creates issues. But certainly, I mean, for all the Republicans out there listening, I'm in agreement. I'm a fiscal conservative. I am so in agreement with a scaling back on entitlements, and certainly, at the least, to raise the eligibility age from 65 to 67 for Medicare is absolutely should be on the table. But I would like to say that I just don't get why we don't use our institutions, our government institutions, for example, I don't know if it's the right word, institution, like Medicare. And I don't know why Republicans are so opposed to that we put people on Medicare when they get older and they get sicker. And to allow for people like myself, I pay about $7,000 a year out of pocket for an individual policy that I do not use. Maybe I use $200 a year out of $7,000. If I had the ability to give that money to Medicare so that I could buy into Medicare, I'm 54 years old, and spend my next however many years prior to going on Medicare paying into Medicare on an individual policy, I bet you there are millions of people like me. The government could raise so much money, and I don't understand why it's not being talked about and why it's not being presented.
800-510-8255. So how would you like to have the retirement age changed? I thought it had already been changed. You can't get full benefits until you're 66 now if you're continuing to work, but why not move it to 67, then to 70? Because we're going to get healthier, or at least some of us are. The age spread is going to increase. Make retirement 71, then 74. Move it up. Who's in favor of that? 800-510-8255. If you're at retirement age, you probably aren't. If you're that guy's age, you probably don't care. Here's Erica in Texas with a focus on figuring it out.
I think whatever the Congress decides to do, it has to be balanced. I mean, the Republicans, they don't want to raise taxes to help pay down this debt, but you have to do that. You have to raise taxes and you have to cut spending. I think it just has to be balanced. One group can't shoulder the whole thing. They can't take on the whole task of trying to get our financial health in order. So I just think it has to be balanced. You have to do spending cuts reasonably. I mean, there is waste in our healthcare system, and I mean there are ways to find that there are you can find things to cut, you know, because there is waste, but you have to do it balanced. You can do that and also raise taxes, and I think that's just only fair. I think most people will agree with that.
I don't think that that's a good plan. What about you? 800-510-8255. Interesting. One report says stocks are doing well. Another one says American companies are scaling back investments because of uncertainty over the fiscal cliff.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com. spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
As we enter the second half hour of this hour, today's Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussion of the so-called fiscal cliff with your calls. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, by the way. Should we change the retirement age? Is that something that ought to be in the picture? Is that something that everybody ought to be talking about? Jeff calls from Bedford, Virginia, with ideas on the fiscal cliff. Jeff, go ahead. You're live on the countdown now.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
Yes, on our fiscal cliff, number one, the Social Security money and the Medicare tax shouldn't be going into the general fund. But what they could do to fix that...
Well, it goes into the Social Security fund, and then they rate it. The Congress borrows borrows from it. None of these trust funds, whether it's Social Security, whether it's Medicare, whether it's the airport... A trust fund, the highway trust fund, they all are empty. They don't have any money in them and haven't for ages.
Right. But my idea is to raise the income cap. Right now, the taxes stop at $120,000 a year. They raised that to $200,000, it would pretty much balance it out.
How do you know that? How do you figure that?
Well, if you look at the numbers, right now, if you earn more than everything under $120,000, you pay this tax on. And everything above, there's no Social Security or Medicare tax.
Oh, I see.
But if you raise that cap to $200,000, it would give you the money that you needed to fix Medicare and Social Security.
And you figured that out how?
Math.
Math. Good for you. Use that
math. Yeah.
Right. All right, sir. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255 on the counter. Let me move around here a little bit. The next person up with an idea is Vic in Illinois, listening to WJOL.
Every time they talk about these things in Washington, these congressmen and these senators that are sitting there, none of those guys are going to give up their pensions. They don't want to cut their pay. They don't want to cut their staff. We don't want to cut any of the federal employees. And that's exactly where all that money is. And then we also don't want to talk about immigration because those people are costing the American taxpayer dollars. And that's exactly where it's all at. Let me give you an example. Mike is in the military. He works on C-130. He's an electrician. He's a senior airman. He told me they have a garbage can on there that costs $800. They wouldn't let them ask a general if they were going to have to take a cut in their military pay. How come they weren't cutting these $800 garbage cans? Because that was disrespectful. I mean, that's the way Congress treats the American people. They tell us, well, actually, they work for us. So what they should do is start to cut their pay, their staff. Just think if we cut congressmen's pay. Explain to me why they should make more than the average working guy. They're no more intelligent than we are out there.
800-510-8255, cutting the pay of Congress. That's an idea that gets banged around. You all should be ashamed of yourself, actually. With an approval rating of 12% last year at this time, and then to have most of the congressional leaders and the congressional membership stay the same, very few changes, you people are all to blame for the situation that exists. Look in the mirror when you think or see the problem, or you want to blame it on somebody else. No, look in the mirror. You didn't vote for somebody that was really a representative of change or something different. You voted for the same fools that are in there now, and that's why you'll get a foolish solution to a problem that never ends. 800-510-8255. Hopes that lawmakers in Washington will reach an agreement on taxes and spending gave investors new confidence and drove stock prices to their best day in 2 months. That's, again, I'm looking for headlines and ideas from various stories this morning. One newspaper article says that it's up. The other one says it's down. Somebody says confidence is eroding. It's like, hello, how do you really know what the truth is? James in Ohio, it's a very interesting conversation that you have in store for us, so let's listen.
I am retired. I had to retire because of back problems or whatever, but I don't get disability because I wouldn't apply for it. That's an entitlement. Secondary to that, I think it's ludicrous to ask people of my age bracket who only make $1,200, I think it's $85, and they also make us pay for our Medicare. That's what a lot of people are not saying. We pay for Medicare. We paid for it long for that, and I'm a boomer. So a lot of us are retiring. Many of us are sick, or many of us have injuries, but we're not asking for anybody to help us along. We're not asking the government to we paid for this. I don't care how they say it. What it really is a pyramid scheme. You've got to get people working in this country so they can pay into the system so they'll have it. It's not a matter of us cheating the system or that. It's not the people who are out there. Many, many years ago, we used to get articles about retirees in my condition or whatever that had to eat dog food. Do you remember that? Because it was cheaper to buy that than to go and buy groceries. Is that what this country has turned into?
800-510-8255. What do you think this country has turned into? Companies are scaling back investment plans at the fastest pace since the recession. So is that more trouble? Is that because of the fiscal cliff, or is that because Obama was reelected? Half of the nation's 40 biggest publicly traded companies announcing plans to curtail capital expenditures this year. This is a nationwide thing. Business investment in equipment and software, which is usually a measure of economic vitality in the corporate sector, stalled last quarter and doesn't look like it's moving very fast as we go into the new year in a month or so. And things aren't much better in China either. China and America are the two leading indicators, and neither of them are strong. Here's Edward in Michigan suggesting we ought to see what happens when we go over a cliff like this.
I don't know what kind of future my children are going to have. And that's a bit of a disappointment for me. The Democrats continually preach that they're for the poor, for the minority, for this group, for that group. But the problem is most of their agenda tends to keep people in poverty and keep them voting for the same people over and over again. I say let the cliff happen. Let the American people experience what the Chinese experienced when Mao had 60 million of them starved to death.
Wow. I'd just like to live in that guy's backyard. 800-510-8255. So economic fallout and the realities of economic fallout, your thoughts have brought me around to thinking about a couple of things, actually, and that's what the idea is here, for people to contribute, and we figure out what's going on. Up next, Israel is the focus on the countdown.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about horses and birds from the mind of Dale Carnegie. Listen to this very carefully. This is a quote from Dale Carnegie. Did you ever see an unhappy horse? Did you ever see a bird that had the blues? Probably not. Now, here's why. One reason why birds and horses are not unhappy is because they are not trying to impress other birds and horses. Now, think about that. One horse doesn't go to the other and say, hey, I'm better looking, I dress better. One bird doesn't say, I fly faster than you do and I got better looking wings. That's impressive that we don't want to do in our lives. It's okay to be competitive, but there's no reason to go out there and tell somebody else that, hey, I am that much more impressive than you and I'm going to show you, because that makes the other person feel bad. We should always think of ourselves as not to be impressive, to be successful. Yes, that's the key. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation in Israel has a lot of people fairly tense. Efforts to end this week-old convulsion of violence between the Israelis and the Palestinians have brought all of the top diplomats in the world to the Middle East. Mrs. Clinton is on her way over there right now. So what do you make of all of this? Here's Megyn Kelly talking to correspondent Jennifer Griffin about whether the fighting between Israel and Hamas is a prelude to a war, and is Iran going to be involved?
As we watch the rockets launching and the airstrikes go back and forth in the Middle East, we are being told that the country responsible for the long-range rockets raining down on Israel's cities is Iran. It's considered conventional wisdom that if Israel does go after Iran's nukes, Hamas would retaliate with rockets from Gaza. But Hamas cannot launch those rockets if it doesn't have them.
Well, this conflict in the Gaza Strip needs to be seen in a larger context of Israel's concern about Iran. Here's the ambassador to the United States from Israel, Michael Oren.
Our problem is not our border with Gaza, but other countries' borders of Gaza, and the access, as you said, of Libyan arms and arms that come from Iran through Sudan. Among the rockets being fired at us are the Fajr 5 rockets, which come directly from Iran. We know that Hamas terrorists have trained with the Iranians. There's a strong connection.
In the past few years, with the help of Iran, Hamas has been stockpiling these longer-range Fajr 5 rockets, which have a 75-kilometer range. Hamas and Hezbollah to the north in Lebanon have been proxy arms of Iran for some time. Israel has long known that if it participates in a strike on Iran's nuclear program, that Iran will use Hamas and Hezbollah to fire rockets into Israel. In a way, Israeli officials believe they will have to deal with the rockets from Gaza sooner or later, and it's likely they will send in ground forces so that these longer-range rockets will not be able to strike Israel down the road, according to some experts. The Pentagon is watching all of this very closely. For the first time, Hamas has fired rockets capable of hitting Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. They were provided by Iran and smuggled through the tunnels from Egypt through the Sinai Desert, which is easier to do since the Arab Spring and the removal of Hosni Mubarak. The Pentagon is also watching closely the performance of the Iron Dome anti-missile system that was developed with hundreds of millions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money to help protect Israel. So far, it seems to be working pretty well. Since November 14th, the Iron Dome has intercepted 307 out of 875 rockets fired from the Gaza Strip. The Obama administration gave Israel $205 million to purchase additional Iron Dome batteries in 2010, and Congress recently approved an additional $600 million for the system.
That's pretty supportive of what's going on in Israel. Israel bombing dozens of suspected militant sites in the Gaza Strip. Local officials say 12 Palestinian civilians and 4 fighters were killed. 6 days of fighting continuing. Number of Palestinians dead, 101. So there is, even though there's an attempted ceasefire, it's the same stuff. Which the Palestinians start and the Israelis respond, and they go back and forth and back and forth. The craziest place on earth. Here is talk host Simon Conway with Israeli Consul for Public Affairs Maya Carmeli about the Hamas leader daring Israel to invade the Gaza Strip.
The Hamas leader, his name is Khaled Meshaal, is now daring Israel to invade the Gaza Strip. That's not very smart of him, is it?
I think that you know, we should always be aware that part of the conflict always uses the media as well, and I think that it's not really a smart move, but I think that there are different channels, and actually, on the other hand, they're also working to get the ceasefire. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Israel will take the action that Israel thinks she should take, will not respond to a dare.
Yes, I think that
I found it quite funny.
We tend to have our own ways of getting to conclusions of what to do and not really answering to a dare.
Mm. Now, of course, Maya, back in when Ronald Reagan was president of the United States, he was belittled over trying to come up with missile defense system. People called it Star Wars, but missile defense is now a key part of protecting Israelis.
That's true, and I want to say that in the last few days, we've witnessed how important it was. And, you know, in Israel, we deeply appreciate President Obama and the people of the United States for the investment that they put in the Iron Dome, because the Iron Dome, the missile and the rocket defense system, actually effectively defeated hundreds of incoming rockets from mm-hmm. Gaza, and they saved Israelis' lives. So we know that it works, and we're really, really grateful for that, for the United States, for their help.
800-510-8255. So somebody there in the Israeli consul's office talking to talk host Simon Conway. Meanwhile, Mrs. Clinton, who had been with the president in Cambodia, was sent by the president to go to Israel to talk to Benjamin Netanyahu and also the Palestinian president, Mr. Abbas, to see if they can't get some sort of deal brokered. The U.S. considers Hamas, which has killed hundreds of Israelis in suicide and other attacks, to be the terror group And they don't meet with the officials, per se. They just do their thing, and they've been doing it ever since you and I can remember, right? And so what's the diplomatic solution to this? That's sort of a rhetorical question at this point. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless. And so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Our focus now on the program is Black Friday and the situation that presents itself. As a matter of fact, this debate, I've been listening to it on some talk radio stations myself. It was described by one host yesterday as hand-to-hand combat and the excesses that it presents. Black Friday, it represents for me a grotesque over-commercialization of the holiday. The holiday has lost its meaning. That's why when people listen to me talk about Christmas, they say, oh, well, you don't believe in Christmas. No, I don't believe in this kind of Christmas. What do you believe in? Host John McCurry and Eric Bilstad talking to a man who's already camped out for a Black Friday, waiting in line to buy a television or something like that at a Best Buy.
So let me get this right. You are in line already at Best Buy, getting ready for Black Friday, and you're number one in line. Is that right?
That's correct. I got them here Friday night.
Friday night. That's amazing. The big question is, what are you in line for?
I'm going to get the 50-inch TV and the 40-inch TV that they have. Both of them are just a little under half price. And then they have a laptop for $185 that I'm also picking up.
Why did you come out last Friday? You could probably come out tomorrow and still get the same spot.
You know, it's funny you say that because there's 6 tenths behind me.
Yeah, but you could probably still get a monitor, right?
Maybe, but, you know, I don't know. It became a thing for us to be first in line last year, and so we kind of try and keep the tradition going. I'm a firefighter in the town of Waterford. I actually took a week vacation to come out here and relax.
Wow. All right, so what do you do for a week camped out in front of a Best Buy? How do you spend the time?
Well, you know, it's a little different than last year. We spent a lot of time talking and playing cards. This year, the guy that's third in line works for DirecTV. So he hooked up a satellite dish to a generator out here, and we're actually watching DirecTV in the parking lot right now.
And the Best Buy people are cool to you?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, the guys at Best Buy are so good to us. You know, they let us come in and use the bathroom, and if we want to use their computers, catch up on email or whatever,
wow,
they'll let us do that. I mean, it's been really nice. People bring us coffee, and You know, people coming out of the store, nice. I mean, it's been a really nice experience.
Does it bother you when the night everything really gets rocking, all the people show up then and get all rowdy and want to cut line and all that?
You know, yeah, that last day gets a little different, and that's kind of nice about being first in line, too, because we're right up where the barricades are, and the police are here and that, so we don't get harassed too much, but the people farther back do.
Now, it seems like you guys have actually formed like a little fraternity. I mean, you all know each other, you're buddies, you're hanging. Is that what it's like?
It kind of is. There's three groups out here that met last year in line between Sunday and Monday, and we kept in touch with each other over Facebook and on the phone and that, and we've been planning this for the last probably 3 or 4 months, and we're all out here again. The same three families are out here again, and we'll do our Thanksgiving dinner out here on Thursday together, and we have people like our wives are at other stores on Thursday picking up other things that we won't be able to get because we're here.
800-510-8255. So how important is this for you? Target stores are opening up at 9 p.m. on Thanksgiving night, 3 hours earlier than stores' midnight opening. And let's see here, last year's experience. I'm looking at what Walmart did last year. They're opening up at 8 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving. Toys R Us is going to open at 8 o'clock local time. Sears is going to open at 8 o'clock. Best Buy will wait until midnight to open its doors. It's just crazy, isn't it? Here's host Danny Schaefer talking about Black Friday becoming his own holiday, and that's what a lot of people say. It's becoming its own holiday. Does it tarnish the rest of the holidays?
Black Friday is now becoming a holiday of its own. Thanksgiving, I feel bad for Thanksgiving. I really do. Thanksgiving, you might as well just forget about it. Thanksgiving is just a blip on the radar. Now it's becoming Black Friday. That's what it's all about. My wife's getting together with a couple of friends, it looks like, or at least the one neighbor, and they're going to go out really early on Friday. I'm like, yeah, last year, you remember what we did? We shopped from our computer. Yeah, in our pajamas. We didn't leave the house. I don't know. Maybe, you know, she says it's fun being out there, and it's exciting, and up early, and all that. That's fine if you want to do that. But if you can get the same deal, virtually the same deal, by, you know, staying at home and ordering it up online, a lot of times, because we did it last year, we bought, because, you know, we needed some stuff, so we bought a TV and we bought a microwave on Black Friday weekend, and we got both delivered to the house with no shipping charges. That was part of the deal, because it was, you know, Black Friday. Why would you disrupt your family life? Why would you say, oh, I love you, family, but I don't love you enough to stay with you? I love getting a deal. I love getting a sweet deal, you know, at Walmart or wherever. Then I like actually spending time with you. I mean, that's just messed up. I mean, it's just absolutely messed up that we're going to disrupt the holidays. I mean, Thanksgiving's not even a holiday anymore. It's a shopper day.
Yeah, I think you guys are right. All right, so that's how we cap off this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.